It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Sandra Smith.
I'm Trey Gowdy.
I'm Shannon Bream, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. I'm Evan Brown. Do we count illegal immigrants as part of the American public? There's a fight going on between Republicans and Democrats in Congress over whether the U.S. Census should be including undocumented persons in the official population count.
There are a number of different effects that the census has, and that's why it's taken every 10 years, and that's why it's actually in the Constitution that it be taken every 10 years.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The U.S. Constitution mandates that every 10 years, the federal government count everybody. The census determines how many people are living in each state, and that in turn is used to decide congressional representation, which in turn leads to things like funding and quotas. Census data is used by states as they figure out how to make all sorts of provisions. But should undocumented migrants, the people who enter the U.S. illegally and those who overstay their visas, be included in the census? And which party doesn't want that to happen?
This has become a political cause now among Republicans, particularly in the Senate, although they have support in the House.
Fox News correspondent Rich Edson is in Washington.
Basically, what Republicans are looking to do is to narrow the population count when it comes to what the census's effect is on the number of House seats that a state gets, and therefore the number of electoral college votes that each state gets. And what Republicans are saying is that if you are here illegally, if you're a non-citizen and you are undocumented, then you shouldn't be counted as part of that count. Democrats say we've been counting since 1790 in the census, which is done every 10 years for these purposes, to count people living in the United States, whether they're citizens or they're non-citizens. The only people really who aren't counted is if you're here as a tourist or you're on business travel for some period of time. That's the way that it's been done. These are people who are residents and who are living in communities, and therefore they should be counted. And the consequences that follow of them being part of an electoral college count or whether it comes to funding or congressional apportionment, all of that should be in play.
So I guess the big question is do we want to include non-citizens as being or non-voting citizens anyway, for that matter, as being countable for the purposes of congressional districts? I think that's kind of where a lot of this comes down to. But what are the pros and cons for both of that, and which side is which?
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, too, I mean, you know, first off, the census affects so many things. It's not just how many votes in Congress or how many congressional representatives each state gets in electoral college votes, but it also has to do with if the federal government is looking to spend money on something and they're doing so based on the size of a population in a particular city or district, that's often decided by what the census says and how the census counts you. And right, if, you know, we're looking to spend X number of dollars, well, if this district has a lot of people living in it, it's going to get more than maybe a district that doesn't have as many people in it for the purposes of you know, spreading the money out so it serves most people. So there are a number of different effects that the census has, and that's why it's taken every 10 years, and that's why it's actually in the Constitution
right,
that it be taken every 10 years. As for the effect specifically, it is very difficult to know what illegal immigration has done and how it skewed the census. Pew Research did a study back in 2020, and it found that if unauthorized immigrants were excluded from the apportionment count, they found that California, Florida, and Texas would have gotten one fewer congressional seat than they would have otherwise been awarded because of the population change, and that Alabama, Minnesota, and Ohio would have held on to an extra seat that they otherwise would have lost. But it's also really tough to know the effects on this, because those who are here illegally are pretty well known to not fill out these types of forms. They're living here illegally in many cases. They don't feel like they want to alert the federal government to their presence.
Right, they're trying to lay low. Yeah,
they're trying to lay low, and they're not going to be filling out forms. And so, you know, the question of how much does it have an effect is a very interesting one, but the data on it is really tough to come by.
We are speaking with Fox News correspondent Rich Edson in Washington about the ongoing congressional battle about the U.S. Census and whether illegally present people, migrants, should be counted. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more straight ahead. It's interesting that you say that both Florida, California, and also Texas would have fewer seats, because you're now showing two different sides of this emerging geopolitical spectrum that we have in this country,
where
California, embodiment of the left wing, Florida, Texas, embodiment of the right wing, but both have had population booms because of potentially, illegally present people.
Oh, yeah. And just think about what's happened since that census in 2020. The amount of people that have moved from blue states to red states, how American citizens have moved around this country and changed the profile of this country. And then on top of that, you've had millions of people who have claimed asylum crossing the southern border, and not just staying in Texas and staying in California and Arizona. Right. I mean, they're getting shipped across the country. They're moving across the country. So it's tough to tell specifically where the centers of population are, whether they're going to fill out a census, whether they have filled out a census. It's really tough to nail down. And on top of all that, we've had just such a major population shift in this country over the last few years.
Right. Senator Bill Hegarty from Tennessee was asked about this, and he said that it's about political power at the end of the day, because, and I think he's right, because the more populous a state is, the more power they get. They get more people in the House of Representatives, that it may turn out that they get more federal funding for things. Population does mean power, despite our having the U.S. Senate, which tries to provide a check to that, despite having the Electoral College, which tries to level out the playing field. But at the end of the day, population is power. There are states who benefit from having a higher population, and they may want to look at including non-legal citizens or non-legal residents here. That's another problem, isn't it?
Yeah, what Senator Cassidy is also getting at is that a number of migrants, those who are undocumented or going through asylum claims, they often settle in large cities. And typically large cities are represented, the larger populous cities in this country are represented by Democrats by and large. And so that's his point on it. What Republicans tried to do is put this onto a government funding bill in the Senate late last week. The amendment largely failed across party lines and was not included in the government funding bill. The Democrats who voted against it had two arguments for it. They said, one, if we included any amendment in this government funding bill, the House was already out of session and it would have killed the government funding bill and the government would have shut down. This wasn't the forum for it. But defending their vote on the substance of it, first off, they say that it's unconstitutional, or probably, in the words of Senator Patty Murray, unconstitutional, because this is spelled out. You count everybody who's a resident here, whether they're living here, documented or legal or not, and that it is, in fact, they're charging Republicans with trying to change the system the way that it's operated for, 250 years now to get a political advantage. So we talked to Senator Cassidy's office to ask them where things go from here. They say they're going to push for another vote in the Senate. Remember, Republicans, though it's narrow, control the House. And he says he's hopeful that they might get the House to consider and pass this. But it is an election year, and the avenues and venues for getting legislation through the House are beginning to dwindle as lawmakers look to their home districts and states to try to campaign for reelection.
Rich Edson, our Fox News correspondent in Washington, thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Always a pleasure.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.